All right. Well, we are at part three of our spiritual life coach. And, you know, for some of you maybe haven't joined us in previous sessions, we identified the common use of the term life coaches. And these are people that help in different areas of interest in business, sports, health matters, marriage, on and on. And they help in a personal, individual way so that those individuals can recognize what's going on in their lives, maybe their weakness, their strong suits, how to utilize what they have and who they are so that they can be the very, very best. So I'm grateful that we can continue on this subject, and we'll be closing it out. But before we go into session three, let's do a quick review. In part one, we learned before you move forward in any endeavor, you must know who you are and what resources you have to work with. In other words, who are you? Identify yourself. And then with that, you know, we can work with who we are in Christ, especially. So that's what we did in part one. Part two, last night we learned some skill sets to use to manifest who we are. You know, we're sons of God, we heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, we're born of incorruptible seed, we're filled with the gift of Holy Spirit, containing nine manifestations. We're a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a person who's been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are God's masterpiece. So what do we do with this? How can we have this alive in our life and walk with great dynamic power and love to reach the world? So that's what we looked at, different skills to do that. And I shared with you five different skills. Number one, we humble ourselves, casting all our care on our Heavenly Father. And then number two, we stop living in the past and schedule our life for now. We purposely schedule, set goals, what we want to do today, tomorrow, this week. And, of course, we're walking with the Father when we do that. And then number three was believe exactly who you are. That law of believing, we want to really jump in and use that and have that believing that just will bring us the power of God manifested. Number four was step out and walk by the Spirit. We want to step out with that Spirit of God in us, using those nine manifestations. We want to do the word, be doers of the word, not hearers only. And then finally, number five, live love and live to give. You know, if we're living the love of God, we're probably giving. We're in a situation where we're helping, giving, serving. And so if we do these five things, we're going to really utilize the greatness of who we are in Christ. And so I'm looking forward now to recognize our purpose and individual calling, as well as what the future holds for us. By now, we should realize that God would not equip us with such fantastic power and abilities if he did not want us to do something with them. Yes, God has a dynamic purpose for our lives. He has ministries for each and every one of us. He did not sacrifice his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, giving us eternal life and that gift of Holy Spirit to waste away and do nothing. You know, we are loaded. We are loaded. We've got great resources. And God's going to give us a purpose and a ministry to function so that we can utilize who we are in Christ. And God's going to work uniquely with us and individually with us. So this is something that we want to, in our fellowship with God, be able to talk with him so that he can work with our heart and tell us what we need to be doing. Well, first, as I mentioned earlier, you have to have a purpose, which is part of the eternal purpose of Jesus Christ, what he had. Let's look at the scriptures here, Ephesians 3:11. This is a fantastic section in God's word here, Ephesians 3:11, according to the eternal purpose. And that's got to be the main purpose, which he purposed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. You know, Jesus Christ was the eternal purpose, and you and I are in his family. We're in the family of God, and so we have purpose. He knows what we need to do in the body of Christ. He knows our, not only all these spiritual abilities, but also our natural abilities, and can work all of them together so that we can function in the body of Christ and do great works for him. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." We are certainly called according to his purpose. So we've got some wonderful things to look forward to as we talk to our Heavenly Father and see what he has in store for us. You know, God our Father went through a lot to provide for us a purpose, a mission in life. So we want to continue to see how much he has called us to function. And he certainly has, again, called each and every one of us to function in the body of Christ. We're going to look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12, and then we're going to go to 1 Peter chapter 4. But in 1 Thessalonians 2:12, wonderful scripture here, it says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose," right? According to his purpose. You and I are called according to his purpose. And we get to find out what God wants us to do, because he does have a purpose for us. He has called us to serve in the body of Christ, to minister. Now, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, let's take a look at that. It says, "As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." You know, the grace of God is so multifaceted in its application. And we are to be good stewards because we live with the grace of God, and we want to be good stewards of that. And God has called us. He has given us the gift of Holy Spirit whereby we can minister as good stewards with this manifold grace of God. So we've been given an awesome gift that is designed to be used to help others. God's called us to be good stewards. Remember, one of the skill sets was to love and give. This is the nature of God, right? His nature is to love and give. And since we have his Holy Spirit in us, this should be our nature as well, to love and give, to serve. God has given and called each and every born-again person to have a ministry. What is yours? Good question. And that's up to you to find out with your fellowship with the Heavenly Father. If you're finding it difficult to find out what specifically is your ministry, maybe I can give you a little bit of advice here. Look to serve. If you just look to serve, maybe you're not sure exactly what God wants you to do, just put yourself in the position of service. Put yourself in a situation to help and support a fellow believer. You know, in the garage fellowship that I've been sharing with you that I go to on Wednesday mornings, one of the guys, and they're, most of them are retired there. They're retired coaches for the most part. And one of them has taken on the job or the duty to really work with one of the other guys that needs support and help. And it's really beautiful to see his dedication and his love. And that's his ministry right now in the body of Christ, to really work with that believer and help that believer. Now, if you're part of a group of believers, be it a home fellowship or even a large church, go to the leader. Ask them what you can do to serve. And as you participate in giving, you're going to find certain things, certain areas of service that maybe click for you, that'll grab your interest. And then you can really maybe hone in with what God would have you to do in the future. But most important, put yourself in a situation to serve. Don't wait till you hear that booming voice out of heaven that's going to tell you what to do. God has already told us what to do in His Word, and He wants us to serve and minister one to another. So we can do that. And as we do that, God can be more specific with your ministry and your service. Let's look at 1 Corinthians, all right? We're going to go to 1 Corinthians 15. Look at some wonderful verses here. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 16. I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. You know, they've addicted themselves. They're not addicted on drugs or playing games on their phone or whatever. They're addicted to the ministry of the saints. And this is just the first fruits. This is the house of Stephanas. This is a home fellowship. They were the first ones in Achaia. Then, of course, the word reached out, moved out. And these guys here, they addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints, serving other believers. Now, 1 Corinthians 16, chapter 16, verse 16, that you submit yourselves unto such and to everyone that helpeth with us and laboreth. You know, again, here in God's Word, people submitting themselves to work and to serve and to help and to labor within the body of Christ to help. Now, instead of being addicted to the world, why not be addicted to taking care of our wonderful fellow saints? And really, when we talk about ministries, a lot of what we will do individually as individuals will be in service to others in different ways, but it will be people. It might not be like you're going to be a musician or some other, play other roles. Now, obviously, there are gift ministries in the body of Christ, the five gift ministries, but those ministries are designed to help perfect the body of Christ so that everybody can minister and serve and participate in the body of Christ. We're going to go to 2 Corinthians. And this is a great section in God's Word where it tells us what we have been called to do. And really, this is something all of us could really get involved in doing, because we all have been called with this ministry. So 2 Corinthians 5, we're going to start in verse 15. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, or a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You know, we are a new creation in Christ. Verse 18, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. So we all can participate in this ministry of reconciliation. Every born-again believer has the privilege and opportunity to bring others to the family of God, to the new birth realities. Now, some people are really going to be into this, and they have an affinity to do that, to work with people, talk with new people, and communicate with them. Al Segovia, he's real good at that. But it's not like everybody's going to be doing like that. But everybody has that ministry and opportunity to do that. And I think it's really wonderful that God didn't exclude anyone from the privilege and opportunity to help someone come to our Lord and Savior and get born again. I think that's so great that God has given us all the ministry of reconciliation. Now, verse 19 says, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. So we have the ability with the word. We've got the resources of the word of reconciliation to bring people back to God. That's why verse 20 says, now then we are ambassadors for Christ. And we're going to be different kind of ambassadors depending on what God has called us to do. But we are ambassadors. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead be reconciled to God. Reconciled that you are ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ. And that could mean doing a lot of different things. But to have that title is a real blessing, I tell you. Well, perhaps the greatest ministry we can implement in our lives is this bringing new people to the Lord, helping getting people born again. I think is the greatest thing in the whole world. The old, when I say old angels, I don't know if they get old or not, but the angels in heaven, when someone repents, they have a party. They just get excited and blessed. That's why I'm so thankful that we have this, we all have this ministry of reconciliation. We're all ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to have other things, other callings, ministries that God will work within us to do in service for our fellow believers. Well, 1 Corinthians 4:1, let a man so account of us as the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. And this is very important for us. This is what God looks to, is faithfulness. Are we faithful to stay on the word? You know? Yeah, maybe we miss it and make mistakes, but that's why God has his wonderful forgiveness and we can get back in the fold, so to speak. But why not just be faithful? Be faithful as stewards of the great mysteries of God, the Word of God, and all the goodness that He's given to us. When it is all said and done, it's the faithful who will stand tall at the Bema to receive rewards for their service at the gathering together. And remember, you know, that's our future. What is our future? What are we working for? Why are we doing what we do as far as learning the Word and putting it on and then doing what God's called us to do? Well, we've got a future. And we know that Christ is coming back at any time. And that's when life will really begin. That's when we will receive rewards for all the wonderful good works that we've done here within the category of our ministry, our calling, what God has expected us to do. You know, we all have the hope of Christ's return to look forward to. No matter what, we are going to be in it. So, if we do a little or a lot, we still will be there at the gathering together when Christ comes back. But why not do a lot? Why not be our best for our Heavenly Father? So, yeah, this is what I wanted to share with you in light of being your spiritual life coach. And obviously, we're always here, Jeannie and I and Jan and others that will help you in any situation. If we can be of service to you, that's what our job is. We're blessed to do that. But let's all look to the Father and see what He has in store for us so that we can be our very best for Him. Okay? Well, Father, thank You for the privilege it is to be Your ambassadors, to be called by You to be ministers for the Lord Jesus Christ. What an awesome, awesome privilege, Father. So thank You for giving us the opportunity to serve and to give and to utilize all the great power and ability and Your love that's in us via the Spirit, that we can use this to reach a broken world and even broken brothers and sisters in Christ so we can help the body of Christ. So again, Father, we thank You. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.